There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It is our duty to provide you with the biggest headlines in Hollywood, dissect it, and regurgitate it like a mother bird and put it in your mouth. It's called the Dirt Alert. And Holly's going to be that mother bird.
Oh, come here, children. I have lightly digested worms to put in your mouth.
Ready.
Uh-huh. All right, open wide, because Hollywood might be going on strike again this year.
What?
Again. Just letting you know now that there is a possibility of another strike. Okay. Now, this wouldn't be for the writers, this wouldn't be for the actors, but this is for all the folks that make the dream happen below the line. The IATSE and the Teamsters, those people make it happen in Hollywood. Let me tell you, they got a lot of power, and they're warning about another strike. They had a massive rally, and their contracts expire on July 31st. So I'm just letting you, I'm planting the seed now, giving you the inside scoop here, because when we were talking about the actor strike and the writer strike last year, folks thought that those were going to be settled in a week.
Yep.
Well, it threw off Hollywood completely, and we're still going to feel the ramifications of those strikes well through this year. I mean, for a lot of major studios and a lot of places, they're like, well, 2024, it's kind of, you know, whatever. We'll recover next year. But what I'm saying is if these folks go on strike, productions will shut down. And a spokesperson said they are not afraid to strike.
You know, this reminds me of, it's like the government shutdowns. It seems like every 4 months, we got to avert another government shutdown. We have to avert another strike.
Yeah. And there's a lot of organizations, lots of unions in Hollywood, and lots of contracts that are ever rotating in and up for bids. So that might be happening. Just put that on your radar this summer.
Great.
This might get a little slow in Hollywood.
That's wonderful to think
yet
about.
Yet again.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wonderful. Countess Luann.
Oh.
And Mary-Kate Olsen's ex are sparking bromance rumors.
What?
Olivier Sarkozy and Luann de Lesseps went out to lunch in New York City, and they had a date. And maybe these two are getting it on.
Really?
Yes. He's a French baker. He divorced Mary-Kate Olsen several years ago. And yeah. Countess Luann as well. Countess Luann. I mean, personality Countess Luann. Now, the Daily Mail, they have these exclusive photographs, which tells me that Countess Luann, she had her people call the Daily Mail and were like, they are going to be going out to lunch for several hours, and I want you to wait outside this establishment and take some photographs, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is a combo right there.
Yeah.
Well, I think actually, that absolutely makes sense.
They look good together?
They look, yeah.
They're wearing similarly cut pants in these photographs?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Capri legs?
No, they're actually going for the wide. A little boot cut. It's 2024. That is what the kids are doing these days. Remember the wide leg pants. So, you know.
It's back.
Yeah, it's back. Kate Middleton was seen yesterday for the first time in 2 months after undergoing major abdominal surgery earlier this year. Now, she was photographed sitting in the passenger seat of a black SUV. Her mom was driving. They were hanging out near Windsor Castle yesterday. And I feel like this was Kensington Palace telling Kate Middleton, girl,
you got to do something.
Yeah, you're like Bigfoot right now. You're like the Loch Ness Monster. You need to be seen. You need to be photographed.
Yep.
People need confirmation that you're not, you know, like Weekend at Bernie's-ing it. Because there's a lot of conspiracy theories going around the internet right now about why Kensington Palace not only is not giving us a lot of details about this, but why Kate Middleton has not been seen publicly for months. So we don't have any answers. We just have grainy pictures.
Huh.
Huh. Again. That's all we got.
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
Really? It truly is.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That is a grainy picture.
That's a grainy picture, and I'm sure it was like, Mom, just drive me around.
Please.
We need to shut these people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's fine. I think it's much to do about nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any big conspiracy there. You know, I don't think there's any big conspiracy going on.
No.
I don't know. Do you guys?
She's healing.
Yeah.
She's healing.
It's normal.
And whatever it is, she don't want to talk about it. And you know what? That's her right.
Yeah. It's probably because King Charles is out there blasting his info.
That's true.
About all of his stuff that's going on. And well, like, wait.
Yeah. And even then, you know, with King Charles, it's that he's giving you enough, but he's not going into detail. And I think that some of the conspiracy theories around Princess Kate is that she's not only in hiding, but she's not giving you anything. Abdominal surgery is very vague, and so it could be any number of things. But you know what? She's fine. Mom's driving her down to, you know, Tesco to get some sandwiches or something. It's fine.
Yum.
I know.
That's good. I want a sandwich.
Yeah,
right,
Carol,
now.
Can you take us to get a ham sandwich,
please? Can you?
Mom!
Another Dirt Alert's coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. When we come back, TV talk! We're going down to the ranch, the Bonanza Ranch. Stay with us.